W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Athens by Bruce Clark, narrated by Mark Elstob. Bruce Clark writes on culture and religion for The Economist. He has been diplomatic correspondent of the Financial Times, Moscow correspondent for The Times, and Athens correspondent for Reuters. He is the author of Empire's New Clothes, 1995. An exploration of the rise of nationalism in post-Soviet Russia in the 1990s, and Twice a Stranger, How Mass Expulsion Forged Modern Greece and Turkey, a history of the population exchange between Greece and Turkey, which took place in the early 1920s following the Treaty of Lausanne. Twice a Stranger won the Runciman Award in 2007. In fond memory of some kind Athenian friends who guided me as a teenager on my first steps through the city, including John Leatham, Mary Fotiadi, and Christian Carandel. A note on Greek names. The rendering in English of Greek places and persons is a minefield, given that for almost any name there can be up to half a dozen valid possibilities. I have used the standard English rendering, which is often a somewhat Latinized version where that is very familiar, for example, Aeschylus, Pericles, Marathon. For less familiar people and places, I have transliterated in a more literal way. For example, Lycurgos, Xanthippos, Kyphysia, Philae. Alas, it is not humanly possible to be completely consistent. Introduction. Rocks that matter. When students in the Western world are introduced to world history, they are often told that civilization owes a particular debt to events which unfolded on two stony citadels in different parts of the Eastern Mediterranean. At least physically, the two places have something in common. Both these natural formations surge dramatically out of the ground, rising to outcrops which are naturally flattish and can be made flatter still. Both have been defensive strongholds, blessed with secure water supplies, though neither in the end proved unassailable. Despite these common features, their significance has been understood in very different ways. One is Jerusalem's Temple Mount, seen as the home of monotheism, and the other is the Acropolis of Athens, whose monuments are revered as a testament to human reason, skill, and freedom. This book will be about one of those citadels and the civilization that arose around it, although currents flowing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?